This is KUNR Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender. The Great American Road Trip is a cultural institution, with cars full of travelers touring the country every summer. But for some, it's the car itself that's the main attraction. Historian Alicia Barber explains in this segment of Time and Place.
From the old Lincoln Highway to the annual celebration of classic car culture called Hot August Nights, the Reno-Sparks area has always been a top destination for car lovers. It was also the home of one of the country's biggest car collectors. Bill Hara was the founder of the Hara's Casino Empire, but he also loved cars. A lot. He started buying them as soon as he could afford to, as he explained in a 1978 interview.
Pretty soon there were 20 and then 50, and there's a car I want, and I had the money, I'd buy it. You take a look, and well, what are you going to do with 100 cars? So I thought, well, gee, I should have a museum. I should have them in a building.
He showed a few of them in downtown Reno, and in 1962 rented a huge brick building in Sparks, a former ice plant, to show around 150 that his staff had carefully restored. Eventually, the collection was spread out into 13 warehouses and multiple showrooms. But as Hara's executive, Lloyd Dyer, later explained, Hara had something even bigger in mind.
Bill wanted to have a perfect museum to show his cars. We owned 1,300 automobiles at that time. We acquired over 300 acres, and we hired an architectural firm out of San Francisco to design a museum for us.
It would be much more than a museum. Covering 360 acres just off Interstate 80 on Reno's west side, Hara's Auto World was meant to include a hotel casino, restaurants, a golf course, and an ice arena, with state-of-the-art displays and animatronics designed by Disney. Then tragedy struck. Bill Hara died in June of 1978, and plans for his Auto World were scrapped. Holiday Inns bought Hara's properties, including the cars, and sold or auctioned off most of them, but set aside 175 for a future museum. Those became the heart of the National Automobile Museum, the Hara Collection, which opened in Reno in 1989 and has been a mecca for automobile aficionados ever since. For Reno Public Radio, I'm Alicia Barber.